We're on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Braisa told us, first the Mishnah told us that Hakoreh a Megillah Lamafreya Lo Yatzah. You can't read the Megillah out of order. Then we said there are other things also that can't be done out of order. The Gemara says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up for the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Just the Chazer, the Chaim Bahalel, the Chaim Bekriyashma, Uvet Tefillah. Then we discussed last year how we know halal can't be done out of order. Now we're up to Kriyashma. Bottom line, Yizayin Amud Aleph. Kriyashma, Desanya. First we're going to have a machlokas that seems to be unrelated to reading out of order, but we'll soon see how it very much relates and is directly related to whether you can read Kriyashma out of order or not. Desanya, the Braisa says, Kriyashma kichsava divrei Rebbe. Kriyashma must be recited in Hebrew, as it's written. The Chacham say you could read Kriya Shema in English, any language. My time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say Kriya Shema must be in Hebrew? On my cross, because the pasuk says Behayu Behav Yason Yehu. Behayu Hazvarim Ha'eler. We learn Behayu Behav Yason Yehu. As is, it's written in Hebrew. You have to recite it in Hebrew. Rabban my time, huh? On my cross, Shema B'chaloshon She'atashomeya. You can recite it in any language. Because Shema, any lashon that you hear, any lashon that you understand. Rabbi Nami Haksiv Shema, so what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? What does Rabbi do with the word pasuk? He requires that Hashmea la'oznacha ma'ashata motzi mipicha. You have to hear with your ears that which you say with your mouth. That's what we learn from Shema. So the Hayu teaches me as is in Hebrew. Shema means you have to hear it. Rabbanan Sabri, Commander Omar, Akareas, Shema, Velo Shmilos, no Yotza. There's a machokas in Brachos, whether you have to hear your Shema or not, that you recite it. And the Rabbanan hold, like the Mandarin says, you don't have to hear the Shema that you are reciting. And therefore, the word Shema doesn't teach us that you have to hear, because in fact, you do not have to hear the Shema that you are reciting. Therefore, Shema teaches us what? B'chalosh and Shetah Shomea, you can recite Krishma in English. Oh, Rabbanan Ami Hoksi V'Hayu, what did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk V'Hayu that Rebbe uses to tell us that Kriya Shema must be recited in Hebrew? Ha'u mivardei shelo yikro limafreya. V'Hayu, Rebbe says, the Rabbanan say, V'Hayu teaches us that the Kriya Shema can't be said out of order. The Rebbe shelo yikro limafreya minole. Well, Rebbe uses the word value to tell me it has to be done in Hebrew. So how does, he can't use value to teach me that it can't be done out of order. So how does he learn that Kriya Shema can't be said out of order? Midvarim hadvarim. Vayu hadvarim. Extra hay. Rabbanon. What do they do with that extra hay? Dvarim hadvarim lo mashmalahu. They don't think that that extra hay is significant enough to make a drasha. So now, we have a machlokas. So now they both agree, both Rabbi and the Chacham agree, Shema must be said in order, as the Braisa told us on Amud Aleph. One learns it out from V'Hayu, one learns it out from the Hay of Hadvarim. Good. So we also have a Machlokas, whether Rabbi says Kriya Shema must be recited in Hebrew, and the Chachamim say Kriya Shema can be recited in any language. Says the Gemara, Le'emakasavah Rebbe, Kala Torah Kula, B'chaloshon Nemra. Rebbe must hold that Kala Torah Kula, the rest of the Torah, can be recited in any language. And it's specifically Shema that must be said in Hebrew. The Isak, Kedaitach, B'loshon HaKodesh Nemra, the entire Torah must be said in Hebrew. Lamali Lamichta V'hayu. Why would you have to be used specifically by Shema if everything had to be said in Hebrew? Must be everything else can be said in English. It's only Shema that has to be said in Hebrew. Says Gemara, no. It's true. It could be that the whole Torah has to be said in Hebrew. So why do you need Hayu specifically by Shema? Because I might think Shema ki Rabbanan. It says the word Shema over here. You might think like the Rabbanan tell me. B'choloshon she'atah shomea. You could say Shema in English. Therefore, kasev rachmanu v'hayu. Shema is in Hebrew, but it could in fact mean that the entire Torah also must be said in Hebrew. Now, we have to interrupt. What are we talking about? The whole Torah is said in Hebrew? What does that mean, the whole Torah? So Rashi understands, b'chol, third line, b'chol lashon nemra, l'krosa b'chol lashon. What does that mean, l'krosa b'chol lashon? Look at the top Tosus. Kol Torah b'chol lashon nemra, pirish ha-kuntris, she'nitna l'kros b'chol lashon, she'rotza l'kros b'sefer Torah. Kriyas ha-Torah, does it have to be done in Hebrew? Can be done in other languages. The Kosher, Tosus has a problem with this. She Kriyas HaTorah, Einam Min HaTorah, Lam Min HaRabbanan. Kriyas HaTorah. It's not a din d'oraisa. It's only a din d'rabbanon. Aside for one parsha, maybe two. Levad mi parsha zocher, that is d'oraisa. Tosfos holds there's only one kriyas haTorah the whole year in shul. That's d'oraisa. That's zocher. The Shulchan Aruch brings down also parshas parah. So what they're referring to? V'nira d'achi perusha says Tosfos. Kol kriyas shebet Torah. There are numerous mitzvahs in the Torah that require a verbalization, a kriya. Mitzvahs chalitza. The husband has to say something. The wife has to say something. She says something. Parshas Egla Arufa. Yadenu lo shakhu as adam hazeh. The zekanim have to say. Vidui maiser. Lo v'yarti mimenu b'tameh. Ubikurim, nikru bikurim. Amrami ovidavi. These are all, Tosfos is bringing down a number of mitzvahs min haTorah that carry with it a verbalization min haTorah. These are things that you have to recite. Okay, it's not just Shema. Shema is one mitzvah that we recite, but there are numerous others. And that's what the Gemara here is talking about when it talks about B'chol, Kol HaTorah Kulo, B'chol Lashon Ne'emra, or not B'chol Lashon Ne'emra. So Rashi seems to say it's referring to Kriyas HaTorah, and Tosfos says it's referring to the mitzvahs that carry with it a Kriya. Now, Leimer, because Sabi Rabbanon Kol HaTorah B'Lashon HaKodesh Ne'emra, we should say that the Rabbanon hold that the entire Torah must be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. Why? The Isak is Ayat B'chol Lashon Ne'emra, because if the whole Torah can be said B'chol Lashon, Lamli L'michtav Shema, why do I need specifically over here to say Shema, that you can say it in English, the whole Torah can be said in English. Must be, the whole Torah must be said in Hebrew. Again, what that means in Machlokas Rashi tells us. And Shema can be said B'chol Lashon. Says we know. It's true. You need to say Shema specifically over here. Because I might think the pasuk says Vihayu Kirebi, and that would teach me Shema must be said in Hebrew. Therefore the Torah tells us Shema. You would think that Vihayu teaches me specifically Shema must be said in Hebrew. Therefore Shema tells me Shema b'chaloshu shata shomea. But it doesn't have any bearing on the rest of the Torah. The discussion here is totally limited to Kriyashma. Period. End of the discussion of Kriyashma. Tefillah, the last thing in the Brayso. Tefillah can't be said out of order. Minola, and how do we know? Desanya, Shimon Apkuli, Shimon the cotton picker, his dear Shmona Esrei brachos, he organized the 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei. Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, Allah say there, in order, B'yavne. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabban Masisa, Tana. The Gemara is going to discuss this later on. Me'ev Esim Zakenim. There were 120 Zakenim. Ubahem Kamenevim. And numerous prophets. Tiknu Shmonas Ebrachos Ala Seder. Instituted the 18 Brachos to be in a specific order. Later on, the Gemara is going to want to know, well, why do I need, if it was already done by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, why do I need Shimon HaPkuli to do it? Okay, that's not enough. Tan Rabbanan. Now we're going to go through the Seder of the Shmona Esrei Brachos, which we know, of course, are really 19 Brachos in Shmona Esrei. We have a sitter, be kind of helpful. Let's see, a sitter. Tan Rabbanan, Erev Brayso. We're going to go through the Shmona Esrei Brachos. How did we get the Seder HaBrachos over here? Okay, we start with Avos. Avos, Buros, and Kedushas Hashem. Tan Rabbana Minayin Shomrim Avos Shenema Havul Hashem Bnei Elim. Give cover to Hashem, give to Hashem Bnei Elim, sons of powerful. Who are the sons of the powerful? Those are the Avos. That's Avos. Give kavod and oz to Hashem. Uminayin shom kedushos shenemar havul Hashem kavod shemo uishtachav Hashem hadras kodesh. So that's avos, gvuros, and kedushas Hashem. Umaro lamar bina achar kedusha. Why is the first of the middle brachos bina das? Shenemar the pasuk levi kedushu es kedosh Yaakov. Ves Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu. They shall sanctify the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, and the God of Israel. They shall revere. The Samechle, right after talking about Kedushas Hashem, the Samechle, the Adusor Eruach Bina. Those who were mistaken in spirit shall know wisdom. So you see, Bina after Kedusha. Umaru Lamar Chuvachar Bina. Why do we need Chuva after Bina? Dichsiv. Ulevavo yavid, his heart will understand, v'shavar afalo, his heart will understand, that's the bina, and he will repent, and he will be healed. Yachay leim refuah basa the tshuva. So after tshuva should come refuah. After tshuva comes slicha, and then geula, and then refuah. But according to the pasuk, it would sound like it should be refuah. Lo sagadetach, don't think that way. You'll see. V'yashov el Hashem v'rachameo, you return to Hashem, he'll have rachame on you. V'el elokeinu ki yavid l'slach, Hashem is filled with slicha. So first you do tshuva, then there's slicha. That's the Gemara. U'may chazes l'samchas ha'ho, samach ha'ho. You have one pasuk that says after tshuva is refuah, and another pasuk that says after tshuva is slicha. So why, how do you know which one to rely on? You have a tray of tray, this one against that one. That's the Gemara, Kosav Krachrina. We have a Kosav Ashlishi Sheyachriya Beinayam. We have a third pasuk that can take sides. Hasoleach l'chol avonaychi, harofei l'chol tachaluaychi, hagol mishachas chayaychi. It says slicha, and then refuah, and then geula. So you see, slicha comes before refuah. So therefore we have the first three, then we have bina, then we have tshuva, and now we have slicha. Ask the Gemara, but it sounds like from this pasuk that after slicha comes refuah. After slicha, we have geula. Lameimra, is that to say the geula refuah basa slicha? That geula and refuah come after slicha. Vaksiv, the pasuk of Ishav, he'll repent for Abelo, he'll be healed. Sounds like refuah comes after tshuva, not after slicha. Answers the Gemara, is no problem. This is not a physical refuah, it's a spiritual refuah. Person does tshuva, and then he receives a spiritual refuah. Why is geula the fourth of the middle brachos, which is the seventh bracha of Shemona Esrei? Amar Rava said, Rava mitoch she'asid in the geul b'shvi'is. Because the Jews are going to be redeemed in the seventh year. Lefichach kavua b'shvi'is. That's why they establish in the Shvi'is. Oh, but that's not true! V'amar Mar, but Mar said, b'shishis kolos, b'shvi'is, sixth year there's going to be kolos of the coming of Mashiach. Sounds. B'shvi'is, there's milchamos. B'motzai Shvi'is ben David ba. Then David doesn't come to Motzai Shvi'is, which is the eighth year, not the seventh year. Answers the Gemara, Milchama Nami Aschalta de Geulahi. The Milchama in the seventh year is the beginning of the Geula, therefore it's in the seventh year, the Bracha is in the seventh year. Umar Ulamar Rafua Bishminis. Why is Rafua the eighth Bracha? Arabi Acha Mitoch Shinitna Mila Bishminis. Because Mila is given on the eighth day. Shetzricha Rafua. Meficha Kavua Bishminis. You need a person has a bris, you need a refuah, eighth day, eighth bracha. Umaru lamar birchas hashanah b'tshiyas. Why is that the ninth bracha? Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kineged mafkiyei sha'arim, kineged those that jack up the prices. In a very unfair way, you'll see, that's the pasuk says, shvor zroa rasha, break the arm of the wicked. Did David, when did David say this perek? David, ki amar b'tshiyas amra. He said it in the ninth perek of Tehillim. So here's a discussion, because it doesn't seem to be the ninth perek of Tehillim, right? In the Or Torah here, it's the Torah Or, it's perek Yud. So that they discuss. So there's the Rashi. Rashi says it's the eighth. There are different ways of how to split up the Tehillim. That's a discussion. Okay, Umaro lomar kibbutz goliath la'achar birkas hashanim. Why do we say kibbutz goliath after birkas hashanim? So I want to share a beautiful pshat. Because when birkas hashanim is a bracha for parnasa, when there is an abundance of parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, then there'll be kibbutz goliath. Then everyone's going to run to Eretz Yisrael. Now it's very hard, very challenging. Parnasa is very challenging. Okay, let's see if that's what the Gemara says. Umaru makibitz goliath achar birkas hashanim dichsiv va'atem harei Yisrael anpechem titenu uferyechem tisu lami Yisrael ki karbu lavo. Mountains of Israel should sprout forth their fruit because Bnei Yisrael are returning. This is basically where actually this. basically what Rashi says. Rashi says, Alma kibbutz goliyus be'ez birkas hashonim hi. When parnasa is abundant over here, that's when there'll be kibbutz goliyus. I always understood that pasuk to be the opposite. Meaning Hashem is telling everyone's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, so now it's not, first there's a lot of parnasa, then the Jews come back. The Jews are coming back, so Hashem says to the land, now you have to give off of your produce. The Kadesh and his Kapsu Golios, once we have kibbutz Golios. Nas din brishoyim shenamar vashiva yadi alayich v'etzov kabor sigayich. I will turn my hand upon you and purge away your dross. Uktziv vashiva shoftayich kabrishona. That's vashiva shoftayner kabrishona. So v'kemish nizkabtu goliyos nasa din brishoyim shenamar. We did that already. V'kemish nasa din minarishoyim kolu haposhim v'kolu zedim imohem. Once there's din, so then we put in the bracha of v'lamal shinim, because that will be the end. Once we're reaching a time of kibbutz goliyos and a time of din, so then the rishoyim will disappear. Shenamar, and we include in them different types of sinners. Poshim, zedim. Shenamar, v'shever poshim v'chata'im yachdav yichlu. They will all be destroyed. V'kevan shekalu ha-poshim. And once the sinners, they're no more, the rishoyim are gone. Misro memes, keren tzadikim. That lifts up the keren of the tzadikim. Dichsiv. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off. Exalted shall be the horns of the righteous. And whom do we include with the tzaddikim? V'kolo gerei hatzedek, converts with the tzaddikim. Shenema, v'nei siva takum v'adarta p'nei zakein. Pasuk tells us to stand up for a zakein and for a talmid chacham. V'samech le v'chiyagor itcha ger. So that's why we include gerim. Beheicha Mishra Memes Karnam. Where is the Karen of the Tzadikim raised up? Of all places, Birushalayim. So we have Vilam Alshinim for the Rishayim, then the Tzadikim, then we have the Bracha of Birushalayim. Shenamar Shalushom Birushalayim Yishloyu Ohavayach. The cave of Shinim is Yerushalayim, but David, and once Yerushalayim is rebuilt, comes David HaMelech. In Es Tzemach David, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Achar Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael Rikshu Es Hashem Elokehem, Veis David Malkom. After they will return,